Good morning. I'm Allison Frieders.
I'm Andrew McGuire.
And I'm Grace Style. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Effects, your weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
For the past 2 days, the Golden Bear Dance Squad has been down in Des Moines at the Iowa State Dance and Drill Team Championship. Garrigan has a long tradition of success in dance, going back to the days when dance coach Colleen Conway Schultz was in drill team herself in the 1980s. This year, the girls competed with a kick routine based on a ninja theme, and they also competed in the palm category.
This year's dance squad includes seniors Michaela Furch, Logan Coombe, and Sam Kolash, as well as juniors Mallory Schultz, Mariah McCall, Hunter Thiesfeld, and Anna Holmeister. The sophomores in dance are Paige Birdie, Cassidy Vitsum, Megan Lappy, Patricia Brandt, and Caitlin Fogarty. And the group also features freshmen Carolyn Baxter, Kylie Fox, Sophia Grandjeanette, Haley Kolash, and Cassidy Schultz. Hannah Bojley serves as the dance squad manager.
Quiz Bowl is back in action with a busy week coming up. Today, the group is up in Spirit Lake for one of the oldest tournaments in northern Iowa. Garrigan is the defending champion in the JV level, and today, both varsity and JV teams entered in the meet. The varsity competitors today are senior Dustin Miller, junior Levi Bernhardt, and sophomores Zach Kolash, Hannah Bernhardt, and Tony Kolash. The JV team features senior Allison Frieders, junior Jake Hamilton, sophomore Taylor Illig, and freshman Devin Deegan.
Once today's tournament is done, there are two more big Quiz Bowl events. Next Tuesday, Garrigan will be competing in the Knowledge Master, a twice-yearly event where our school competes in cyberspace with schools from all around the country. The whole team works together to answer 200 questions, and the score depends both on how accurately and how quickly they answer them. Then in a week from today, there's another big Quiz Bowl tournament, this time at South O'Brien and Paulina. Good luck, Quiz Bowl.
Shortly before Thanksgiving, all the fall sports teams gave out their postseason awards. On the Golden Bear football team, Chris Loss and Reese Wadley were named Offensive Players of the Year, while Jake Kolash and Jonathan Birdie were Defensive Player of the Year. Brayton Loss and Zach Kibbe won the Special Teams Award, and Kurt Kenyon, Elliot Boisley, Charlie Tilges, Carter Hall, Bailey Kohlhaus, and David Klein split Scout Team honors. The Larry Weir Award went to Charlie Tilges. Thomas Bradley won the Higgins Trophy, and Elliot Boisley won the Dennis Cruz Award.
Victor Birdie and Chris Lost were named Most Improved on Offense, while Alex Matthews, Ben Vasky, and Connor Langerman received Most Improved Defense Award. The Coach's Award went to Jake Kolash, Adam Hamilton won the Defense Award, and Jonathan Birdie received the Deacon Bob Larson Fire in Your Belly Award. Jake Kolash was team MVP, and Chris Loss and Connor Langerman were selected as the 2013 captains.
In cross country, it was no surprise that Aaron Reedy, who holds the freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior records at Garrigan, was named Most Valuable Runner. Mark Bachler, Jake Hamilton, Nicole Bear, and Erica Carlson were the Most Improved Runners, and Jed McGill and Emily Riesenberg were Rookies of the Year. The Coach's Award went to Erica Carlson, Kelly Riley, Nick Bronk, and Courtney Carlson. Kelly Riley was honored as a six-year cross-country participant, and Aaron Reedy received the Adam Sundahl Memorial Award. In addition to Reedy, Aaron Quinlan, Jake Hamilton, and Tony Kolash were named honorary team captains.
For the Golden Bear volleyball team, Aubrey Myers and Chelsea Lanas were named offensive MVPs, while Hannah Birkeland and Patricia Brandt won MVP for defense. Betty Straub and Taylor Hovey were the most improved players. Hannah Birkeland and Vanessa Dodds won the Hustle Award, and Cassidy Vitsum and Olivia Vasky received the Team Spirit Award. The Deacon Bob Larson Fire in Your Belly Award went to Chelsea Lanas. Kara Eichen received the Coach's Award, and the MD Award went to Aubrey Myers, Chelsea Lanas, and Hannah Birkeland. Congratulations to all the Fall Sports Award winners.
This week's Senior Spotlight shines on Alyssa Kirsch and Kendra Roffer. Here with the details is Aaron Reedy.
Alyssa Kirsch is a Wesley native who is active in HOSA, the Health Occupation Students of America. She enjoys her math and advanced chemistry classes, and outside of class, she enjoys choir, speech, and drama. After high school, she plans to go to Mount Mercy College in Cedar Rapids, where she will major in nursing. We wish Alyssa the best in the future. Kenny Roffler's biggest activity is swim team. All throughout high school, she swam competitively. She has also been in speech, and you may have heard her announcing here on the Bear Facts. When she's not busy with classes, Kendra enjoys hanging out with her friends. She'll be off to college next year, and we wish her good luck.
Thanks, Erin. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, today is the funeral for Sergeant Joseph Richardson, who was killed in Afghanistan. Garrigan students helped set up flags in his memory. Also today, the Quiz Bowl team is competing at Spirit Lake.
Advent begins tomorrow, and we'll start school with an Advent prayer service on Monday. Monday night, the freshman basketball team hosts Clear Lake, and also that night, there's a financial aid meeting for seniors who will be heading off to college next year.
Tuesday, the Quiz Bowl team competes in the Knowledge Master. That night, there's a basketball game with Humboldt, and the National Honor Society will be serving chili at the games.
Next Wednesday, we'll have a reconciliation service in the morning. We dismiss early that afternoon for teacher in-service, and that night is the Christmas band concert and art show.
Thursday is St. Nicholas Day. We'll have a jeans day at Garrigan that day, and that evening, the freshman basketball team hosts Humboldt. Finally, next Friday, the varsity basketball teams travel to Iowa Falls.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.